As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
How will you feel if Trump doesn't win, Diane?
Petrified.
Of what may be happening?
All the illegals coming through, they're going to make it up here to Michigan.
What is going on at the border scares me to death. I just hold my breath every day hoping that somebody that I love doesn't get hurt.
Really? You think about it that much?
Yes.
So you got Major Garrett from CBS. He used to be with Fox News a while back. And he's in Michigan at the diner, like the diner in Michigan. There's probably more than one. Talking to these people about what happens if Kamala Harris gets elected. This woman says that she is terrified of the thought of somehow or another Donald Trump not winning. I find it kind of interesting that she says that the illegal immigrants are going to make their way up to Michigan. You know, folks, it's important to remember that the Biden administration is flying these immigrants out of their home countries into the United States. So some sort of jaunt on foot all the way up to Michigan, that's a plane ticket funded by Joe Biden through your tax dollars. It's pretty ridiculous. Here's another clip that we played a little bit earlier.
For this election, would you say your mind is made up?
Yes.
And that is?
Trump.
Okay. Are you a previous Trump supporter?
The first year he won in 2016, I was not.
Did you vote for Hillary?
I did vote for Hillary.
Okay.
I cried when she did not win.
Okay. Then what happened?
And then I just felt like he did a good job. I liked the fact that he was not a politician.
You believe you were better off.
So when she says she was a Hillary supporter, was heartbroken when Hillary lost, a lot of people were like that. A lot of people were heartbroken when Donald Trump lost. And it was a very emotional thing when he didn't win in 2020. There are definitely a lot of videos out there and anecdotes and gifts and stuff that of people being very emotional when Hillary Clinton lost. And while that's kind of been memed, I think that as a human being, you can understand if you were really connected to the Hillary Clinton campaign, if it was really important to you that a woman become the president, if it was ingrained in your brain by a media that sold the idea that she was 100% going, oh, like 99% going to win that election, and then she didn't, it would be heartbreaking. I mean, good grief, people cry when their team doesn't win the World Series or the Super Bowl or whatever it might be. So there's a lot at stake there. And when, you know, when this voter says here that she cried when Hillary lost, I don't think that that's something to laugh at or make fun of. I understand the emotion behind something when you've really put your heart and soul into it and it doesn't pan out. But then she comes around to now being a Donald Trump voter. And she's the thing about Trump that she likes as a former Hillary supporter. Think about that. The politician's politician, Hillary Clinton, was manufactured to become the president of the United States. She now supports Donald Trump because he's not a politician like the rest of them. I think that's very important when you are judging Donald Trump and a debate performance for Donald Trump doing Donald Trump things, as opposed to straighten your tie, stand up straight, doing super slick politician things. So Major Garrett then went on to CBS. This is him in front of the panel. And he's doing what reporters do. And he's reporting back to these individuals.
And so I talked to 20 voters. Not one of them was undecided.
Wow.
Not one.
And headlines come and go. But let me tell you this. Support for former President Trump is real and resilient. Mm-hmm. I encounter that everywhere I went. And that's something the Harris campaign knows, recognizes, the fact in Michigan. And so I talked to.
So when you think of what Major Garrett is saying right there, 20, he talked to 20 voters. He didn't talk to all of Michigan. He talked to 20 voters. But the 20 that he saw, not one of them, didn't he just say not one of them not was a supporter of Kamala Harris?
Not one.
The factor here that we need to remember when you see anecdotes like that, that was CBS, correct?
Yeah. CBS Mornings.
There is passion behind support for Donald Trump. The people who support Donald Trump are motivated. They are going to move. If this happens to be a turnout election, we know that the people supporting Donald Trump are passionately supportive of him. His policies, yes. What he's done before, yes. But they like the man who is their candidate. They're going to be excited to check the box next to the name that they're voting for. Kamala Harris, to me, I don't think she has that enthusiasm anywhere near what Donald Trump has. I think Kamala Harris has a lot of people who are very, very motivated to check the box not next to the name Donald Trump, which happens to be Kamala Harris. How much will the motivating factor of support behind what we are seeing for Donald Trump affect turnout? I think that in the swing states, it will be the deciding factor. Which side is more positively motivated by the candidate that they are voting for? So we have another clip here from Jake Tapper, and I find this to be incredibly interesting. So far, what we've played for you with various people on the show today, we've played for you a clip from Usher. And you're like, Annie, why were you playing Usher? It wasn't the bump music. It was him sitting on The View with Joy Behar. Joy Behar trying to pressure him into doing what obviously is the right thing for him to do, which is to publicly endorse Kamala Harris right now. And Usher did not do it. He did not endorse Donald Trump. He just said, I think you need to decide for yourself what's important to you in your life, and I think you need to vote accordingly. And that was it. He did not take the bait. He did not use that as an opportunity to pump up a political figure. Usher decided not to. So there's the music industry, movie industry as well, television industry. And then you have Patrick Mahomes. We played that clip when we were talking with Tyrus. And the reporter, not much to Tyrus's chagrin, is asking Mahomes, like, do you feel like it's important to endorse a candidate? Because right now, Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany Mahomes, has said nice things in the area of Trump. She has not endorsed Trump for president, to my knowledge. She hasn't come out and said, I am voting for Donald Trump. But she was out liking things of Donald Trump's and not backing down from it when people were pressuring her on it. And then, of course, we have the Taylor Swift endorsement of Kamala Harris that came the same night as the debate. I thought that was a wasted 1-2 punch. Those are two pretty big punches if people think you win the debate. And then Taylor Swift comes out and endorses right afterwards. I would think you'd want to spread that out a little bit. Well, Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. They've had a little success in their time in Kansas City, and they're teammates, and they need to remain strong, good teammates in order to continue to be as successful as they are. So, of course, they go places together. And while Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris and Brittany Mahomes has all but endorsed Donald Trump, here you have these two female individuals, and they were in the same place at the same time. Gasp. Don't they know? I mean, it's kind of obnoxious because you're in the same place at the same time all the time with people who you know you politically disagree with, and yet you function like adults. How? How? It's like we need to have like a who's the David Attenborough? Is he the one who does like talk about them in their natural habitats of people who are coexisting in the wild? It's crazy. We're watching from a celebrity status, a small movement away from them having to force everything they think politically down our throats. I don't think that all of a sudden we're having a huge political shift in Hollywood or in the sports arena or whatever, or the music arena. I don't know that necessarily the politics are shifting, but for some reason, I feel like they're being less inclined to throw it out there and, you know, entrusting their fans to make their own gosh darn decisions. And in the same parallel universe that we're used to living in, CNN, who we saw moderate that debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, we know how that one ended. We said it on this show. The next day, one of the highlights was that Jake Tapper and Dana Bash did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. They did a very fine job. I think we graded things. I think we gave them like an A minus. I don't even know why we wouldn't have given them an A now, like in retrospect. If we're grading on a curve, they get extra credit over 100% compared to ABC. But you see CNN hosting this debate, and it's an incredibly fair debate. And then after the ABC debate, CNN and Jake Tapper go in and do a little
Vice President reaction. Harris began the debate by punting the first question on the economy.
Do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
So I was raised as a middle class kid, and I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America.
It went on from there. Despite the economy being the number one issue facing the country, the sitting vice president generally reverted to talking points about a few of her policy proposals. Even Harris allies today are saying that she needs to talk more about what she will do for Americans if elected. Senator Bernie Sanders will be here in a second to talk about more about the need for her to fill in some of those blanks. On the border, another vulnerable issue for Harris, she also dodged.
Would you have done anything differently from President Biden on this?
So I'm the only person on this stage who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations for the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings.
Okay, that wasn't the question. When asked how she would break through the Israel-Hamas war stalemate, Harris said this.
We need a ceasefire deal, and we need the hostages out. And so we will continue to work around the clock on that.
Okay, but again, how?
Jake Tapper, high five. Well done. Way to go. Why is he asking these questions all of a sudden? Why is he pressuring the non-answers from Kamala Harris? He doesn't have to do it because they haven't always done it. I think that CNN, I'm happy to say, I think CNN is doing a much more fair job than they have before. And simply asking these questions of why doesn't she answer the question? Does Jake Tapper look better as a moderator because he is now presenting himself on CNN to be more fair? Does it make him look better? Does it make the network look better than ABC? I mean, they're competitors, so maybe there's a little bit of industry play there where you're going to downplay the other people who have gotten the debate so far. You know, what's it going to be? Why is CNN all of a sudden asking these questions? Why is Aaron Burnett on the K-File exposing the 2019 ACLU? Am I getting that correct?
Yeah.
ACLU questionnaire that Kamala Harris filled out, where she wanted to give taxpayer funds to help gender medical care and transitions for detained migrants, illegal immigrants. That's like a no, 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 no. And no, for most voters out there that are looking at their own pocketbook going, and which one of the dollars that I earn are you going to take to make that happen? I mean, this is a bold statement, but even more than having a great president of the United States, our country would be even greater served by having a great media that were activists for the truth, for exposing what is real, for people like you and people like me, because that gives us the information we need to vote accordingly. A fair, unbiased, truth-seeking media is the predicate to good government. And we don't have that right now. But anytime I see an entity like CNN doing something like this, high five, credit where credit is due. Just ask the questions. Even when Dana Bash had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on, you know, we said, like, she did ask some tough questions of Kamala Harris. So credit for that. But she didn't follow up and she didn't pin him down. I'd kind of like to see Jake Tapper do a review of that interview. Anyway, some positive light coming from Jake Tapper and CNN. Let's go take a quick break. When we come back, let's discuss the YouTube poll. And I've got several of your comments set aside here to feature in this discussion. Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris? Yes or no? Does it matter? No. But it's interesting to think about. And when you see Donald Trump yesterday putting on a Trump hat, have you seen this? It's unbelievable. It's real. When Joe Biden is putting on a Trump hat, and Donald Trump is saying earlier that week that he can't stand her. When a race is as close as this, everything matters. Go vote in the YouTube poll. We'll be right back.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
We do it for the fans, the boys in the band.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start it, baby. Everybody wanna party with the boys in the band. The boys in the band.
You know what? I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her.
That's Donald Trump from the debate earlier this week. He was talking about Joe Biden hating Kamala Harris. And, you know, I kind of thought about that. I'm like, I wonder if he really does hate her. Because I'll be honest, when they're in the same place at the same time, they seem very affectionate towards one another. What do you think, Brad? Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris? Yes or no?
No, I don't think he does. I really don't think he likes her. And as a matter of fact, I don't know that he... I really think Jill Biden doesn't like her.
Well, you scooped me.
Okay.
Gosh, this is probably not unlike maybe even your marriage listening right now, but he might be like, whatever. I think Jill detests Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She's a snake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I saw this on this rolling around Twitter yesterday, and it's like, you know, Joe Biden doesn't like her, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, you know, he's also, I think he's mad at the establishment for running him out of the job that he was going to try to do and running for a second term.
She was the soft landing.
And she was. But I also think that he looked at that and that he jumped the gun and endorsed her before anybody else had a chance to say anything. And they're like, well, okay, now we got to go with this now, because I think maybe he wants to feel vindicated if the Democrats lose.
Xavier says on YouTube, yes. The question is, does Joe Biden like Kamala? Xavier says, yes. In politics, relationships are complicated. But yeah, there's obviously fondness there. He didn't have to endorse her immediately. And had he not, she wouldn't have consolidated power. I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think as far as the necessity of Joe Biden to act upon his feelings, I just think there's so much in play right now that isn't on the front of the stage for us to see how these things are figured out. That's the way everything is in politics. There's so much jockeying. Anytime there's a state race, statewide race or whatever, you've seen this in Missouri here this year. There's so much positioning and jockeying and favors being called in and threats being made about, you're going to support me and you are not going to run because we have decided we are supporting XYZ. And it's just, all of this is going on in the background. And then the public gets to vote on the candidates that were able to withstand all the private behind the scenes jockeying. And then, you know, you've got a choice from there. But to what Xavier says about, there's an obvious fondness there. I do feel like Joe Biden seems genuinely fond of Kamala Harris. I just feel more and more with each passing day like Joe Biden is a pawn. He is a piece in a game that has been willing to do his duty and his job, and he's still doing his duty and his job. He finally stepped down. I think that maybe he was supposed to step down a long time ago. I've been not clearly saying that on the show. If you've listened for a while, you know that I have said for years that Joe Biden would not be the person on the ticket for the Democrats in 2024. And I really think that Jill Biden is the factor that made it take as long as it did. And based on what we have seen from and heard from Nancy Pelosi and the way she's thrown her weight around in this, it seems like she seems like, I'm really sorry to have had to do to Joe Biden what I had to do to Joe Biden in order to give us a chance to win because I like Joe Biden. Well, I'm sure they all like him a lot. He saved the Democrat Party from Donald Trump once. And when they talk about his legacy, when the left talks about how history will look back on Joe Biden, you have to remember that the Democrats feel like Joe Biden was the willful, happy warrior who would do what was asked of him in order to save America from a second term of Donald Trump. Now it's all at stake again. And if everything is at stake again, and you got to do it again, they got to ask more of Joe Biden to save the country from Donald Trump, which this time means him stepping back. Kamala Harris willfully steps in. She seems to... I haven't really seen her in any way, shape, or form cross Joe Biden other than the obvious stealing of his job. I've never seen them together where I felt like it felt cold. I have never seen her be in an interview or on a stage where the Joe Biden conversation comes up and she makes the choice to go to depart from Joe Biden. She has not separated herself from Joe Biden at all. And if you look at the policies that they've put forward, if you wanted Joe Biden's second term, you can still vote for it. You just have to vote for Kamala Harris, because that's 100% what we are looking at. With Kamala Harris in the presidency, should she win the election, it will be the second term of Joe Biden and maybe an even more progressively far left effective one. Hard pass for me. No, thank you. I'm not interested. But I kind of agree with Xavier. Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris? I kind of think in a he should know better but doesn't way, he does. And I think that Jill doesn't at all. I don't think if I were Jill, I'd like her either. but I don't really like Jill, so she's the worst.
Yeah, I don't like Jill either. I don't think Joe does.
You're a no.
Yeah, I'm a no. I don't think he does. I don't think it's like an out and out hatred, but I think that there's a bitterness there. And I really think that this is kind of new, and it kind of stems from her taking his job, essentially, even though he threw it in her place or in her lap, essentially, by endorsing her. I think he's mad. I think he's mad about everything that went on behind the scenes. And that includes everybody that he would know or think would be involved in it. And I think she would be one of those.
Christopher agrees with you. He said, I said yes until I saw the video of Biden putting on the Trump hat, which we played a little bit earlier, and posing with the kids in Trump apparel. And now I think it's a firm no. If you haven't seen that video yet, you can go to the Annie Fry YouTube and watch a little bit earlier in the show. It's all over X. You can check it out there. But yes, Joe Biden put on a Trump hat. It's real. When I saw it at first, I'm like, AI is getting lazy. Like, Joe Biden's not wearing a Trump hat. And then I was laying in bed, scrolling through Twitter, getting some stuff ready for the next day. And I'm like, well, holy crap. There's the video and the whole conversation. It's quite something. When we come back, I've got an interesting story here that we're going to walk through. If you want to keep a strong bond with your adult children, say hello to these 7 habits. Right now, a lot of people are sending their kids. It's September. It's the middle of September. So if you're sending your kids to college, you've probably already done that. Sometimes pretty soon, I don't know, you probably be like a week or so away, a couple weeks away from a quick fall break. They might be coming back home. Weird adjustment time. So we're going to talk about establishing strong, solid relationships with your adult children. But there is some breaking news that I wanted to report here from Fox News. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat senator from Connecticut, predicted that Americans will be, quote, shocked and appalled when lawmakers released their interim report on the assassination attempt on former President Trump and the security failures of those involved to protect the GOP presidential nominee. Acting U.S. Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe provided senators with an update Thursday, it's today, on the investigation into the failed assassination in a closed-door meeting. Blumenthal told Fox News, quote, "I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures of the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information." Senator Gary Peters of Michigan told Fox News, "It will be coming out shortly, and it will only be an interim report because there's a lot more information that we need to find. And we hope once this report comes out and we can get the additional information necessary to have a complete report of what happened, as well as steps of what we need to do in the future to make sure that this never happens." And then Fox News reports that Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, said lawmakers want to make sure the public understands that the report will be done in a bipartisan fashion. He said there was some frustration voiced with Roe on Thursday. Johnson said, quote, "So he's making the commitment to, you know, provide more information, but we're hoping to get this preliminary report out before this work period." So again, we're on a pretty tight time constraint. Again, it's important people realize we are dedicated to a bipartisan product. So that hearing was held today, and we saw that they were doing that, and we're like, I don't think it's going to be public already. It looks like it will be made public very soon. And when you hear Blumenthal out there saying, this is really bad, this report needs to get out here as soon as possible. And God willing, Donald Trump is safe where he is right now. I will remind you that when the lawfare was taking place against Donald Trump and they found him guilty in that Manhattan trial that is likely to be completely and totally overturned, that there were Democratic elected officials in Washington, D.C., in Congress, mm-hmm. lobbying for Donald Trump to lose his Secret Service protection. How disgusting. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. I can hear. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've got a special guest in the studio. This doesn't always happen. Mark Reardon hanging out with us for a little bit. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Can I vote in the poll?
Yes, you absolutely can vote in the poll.
He can't stand her.
Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris?
No way. No way. That was when Trump said that the other night. That absolutely is true. I guarantee it. There's no way, right?
Don't you think Trump has inside information?
Of course.
They all know.
Of course they know. It's like, look, here's inside information that I've shared on Cori Bush. The rest of the squad, they hate her because
Why?
She's stupid. I mean, look, no matter, I'm not joking
Solve
here.
That
no matter
problem.
What you'd say about Tlaib and the others, they're not intellectually idiots. They're mm-hmm. idiots, but that's just because of ideology.
It's but a problem Corey's, when they're smart.
right. But Corey's not smart, and they knew that, so they're not going to miss her at all.
What's Cori Bush going to do?
She's a nurse. She's a faith healer, Annie. I don't know. She's going to faith heal.
I forgot about that. that's a perfect example of a story that I didn't do on this show because I don't think I could contain myself.
I know.
Going into it. It's too nutty.
I don't know what she's going to do. Maybe she'll join Kim Gardner.
Where's Kim?
I don't know if she's nursing now. They're all
also.
Nurses, Brad. They're all nurses,
There's
I guess.
Something going on in the nursing industry. So you're a no. You think there... I think that Joe Biden might be kind of endeared to Kamala Harris, but Jill hates her.
Jill hates everyone, doesn't she, though?
She likes herself.
Don't we think? Yeah, I know.
Power.
Annie. Hmm? Dr. Jill. Come on.
I'm just
really?
Going to go with Jill. So we wanted to have you in here. We're going to do a story here in just a second on ways to keep a strong bond with your adult children. So we're going to get to that. But Mark Reardon's show comes on right after this one at 3 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk. What do you have coming up next?
Well, we're going to continue to talk about the fallout after the debate. Scott Jennings will be here. He's been on fire on
CNN.
Lonely
Scott.
Yeah, and he's coming up at 3:25. We'll do a little fun music stuff, too. Jeff Faulkner, who has become a friend, he's in a couple of different tribute acts, but they're doing Mr. Blue Sky, which is an ELO act, mm-hmm. tomorrow night, Chesterfield Amphitheater. Realistically, there are amazing musical events this weekend. There's in Columbia, Illinois, there's an event. There's music at the Intersection. There's this. So we got good music stuff going on in St. Louis the next few weeks.
You've had a good long relationship with Scott Jennings, right?
Really, what's funny is that I used to listen to Scott and my friend Joe Arnold overnight when I was driving to WTMJ doing a morning show in 1998. And Scott Jennings was my friend Joe Arnold, who was the host, his news anchor at the time. Huh. And then many years later, Joe reminded me, hey, remember that guy that I used to do radio with? He's now a political consultant. And I met Jennings. And yeah, we've known each other for probably 8 or 9 years now.
He's doing really well. Like, his exposure level. Is it just me?
Oh, no.
I watch CNN through clips that I consume on the internet. I don't usually, unless I'm feeling really feisty, then you switch the channel. But he's making a ton of sense. He's getting a ton of play. And I feel like CNN is giving him a little more elbow room to do what he needs to do to have his voice be heard.
Yeah, and I've said this on the air, so this isn't exactly inside information, but in Scott's told me this, there are people that don't like him at all on that staff, right? But management has his back, so he doesn't get concerned about that. But yeah, I think I see him on Fox more than I do CNN these days. They keep running the clips.
Yeah, and Bill Maher commenting. He was talking about Scott Jennings. I think it was when he was talking to What's-Her-Face.
Oh, Maher talked about Jennings? I got to find that.
Yes. Who is the woman? I can't say that about her. The one I've talked to you about before. She has dark hair. It's not Erin Burnett.
Someone on CNN. Oh, Caitlin Collins.
Caitlin
yes.
Collins.
Yes.
He had her on.
Yeah, you
so
can't say that
if
on
you,
air.
Yeah. If you want to find that clip for Scott with Scott, they're talking together, and Bill Maher calls him Lonely Scott because he's the only conservative voice there. And if you look
That's
in Scott
funny.
Jennings' ex bio,
yeah.
It says Lonely Scott.
Oh, I'm going to bring that up today. I did not know that. Yeah. That's hilarious.
We might even have that clip. If we do, we can
yeah,
toss
please
it over
share
to
that.
You.
That's funny. That's so, like I was texting him the other night after the debate watch party. I wanted to see what he said on CNN, but it was like I was thrown up based on what they were saying, you know, about Kamala. So I texted him. I said, "You better be coming on soon, dude." And then I saw him on set. He's sitting there with his computer. He said, "I'm out here. I'm out here." Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's stick. We're going to keep you around because I want to ask you about this. You have grown children.
Two adult children, yeah.
You have a grandbaby.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I
do.
Congratulations, Grandpa.
He's a week old today.
What's this like?
Well,
this is completely new. This is first time grandpa territory.
Yeah, my kids are 27 and 24. My adult children, of course, I have Alexa, who's 9 and a half. But he popped this on me in April during my birthday call. I was celebrating my birthday in April, and it was a FaceTime call. And at the end of the call, he's like, "Yeah, we have some news for you." And I thought, oh, you're getting married. And he's like, no, Natalie's pregnant. So it all happened very fast. And he was afraid to tell me, and he was afraid to tell his mom. But he's very happy. I'm happy for them. And it's been tough. I will say this. You know, this topic interests me because it has been tough to connect with my adult children. But things are getting better. One reason is the grandchild. But with that son in particular in Houston, Annie, you know what brought us together?
What?
The show The Bear on Hulu.
Something to talk about?
Because he's in the restaurant industry, and he told me, and we always have talked entertainment. You know, the kids have gone to movies with me when I was a critic for years, and he said, oh, you got to watch The Bear. And essentially, it was very autobiographical for him, and that got us talking and communicating more, and now I feel like the relationship's in a really good spot, perfectly timed for the grandbaby.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's what happened.
Well, the first one is communicate regularly. Isn't it great that we live in a time when there are so many ways to communicate? Gone are the days when parents had to rely on expensive long-distance calls or snail mail to know what's going on in their child's life. You guys talk a lot?
What's funny is I think back to when I was my kid's age, and I didn't talk to my parents probably that often.
Yeah.
We are starting to talk more. He's terrible. What's interesting is he's terrible at text messaging, but whenever I call, he answers the phone. So that's, yeah, we usually talk. It's the opposite of a lot of kids.
If you're dad, you answer the call when mom or dad rings the phone. Number two, give them room to live their lives.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
One time I was with my son, this one, a 27-year-old, and his mom calls. And you know what he had her programmed in as?
Oh.
Do not answer this call. That's what came up on his phone, I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah, not my son. You better know it. I'm talking to you right now. Number three, keep advice and opinions to yourself unless asked.
Well, I was called transphobic a couple of years ago by one of those kids. So yeah, maybe that. But they follow me on Twitter. That was their own fault.
It's difficult if everything you do and say and think is you get hours a day to do it. It's your job. Do you kind of live a parallel? I feel like I live a parallel life. Like, I never go talk to people and be like, do you know what I do for a living?
Yeah.
If you don't know that this is what I do, I am not telling you.
Really? Because you want to get attacked?
I just want to not have to do this.
All the time. I don't do that either. Because I don't like talking politics
when I'm out with people. You're a really big deal, though. Everybody knows you.
No. But I don't like talking when I'm with friends and stuff, or even just social occasions. I don't like getting into the politics. because it's not fun for me. Here, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And you get this outlet, and you realize not everybody has that outlet.
I know.
Which is what I always remember when people bring it up to me. Like, I get this. I get to fill 3 hours a day. Most people, you got to harbor it forever until you see somebody who you feel safe with.
Well, everybody thinks they can be a pundit now because of Facebook and podcasts. But yeah, and there are times, and you have this feeling too, where things are happening in the news cycle, and I cannot wait to get on the air, you know, most days because I'm bursting at the seams. But yeah, that's tough for other people.
Chris says, Annie, what do you tell people you do if they don't know? There's a slow walk. It's like, what do you do? It's like, oh, I work in media. Oh, you do? Well, I work for Odyssey. Odyssey, what do they do? Oh, it's radio. What do you do? Well, I work a little on air. Oh, for what station? It's like you got to interview me.
Right.
And so I'm like, I work on a Fox News radio station. I have a 3-hour talk show and I talk politics all day.
Yeah, I get, are you the Mark Reardon on the radio? And I usually say, no, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah. I'm gonna use that line next time. Nope, Mark's an asshole. Number four, share your life with your adult children. Do you talk about you with your adult kids or is it mostly about them?
Family stuff. Right. But, you know, I'll give you an example. Last night, I was talking to my son in Chicago. My son, who was in Columbia, Missouri as a teacher, he just moved to Chicago. And I was teasing him because both these kids, Annie, they're not into sports at all. Mm-hmm. And Becky and I, and even Alexa, she's into sports. She likes watching football and baseball. So I asked Aiden, hey, your fantasy football team set for this week? Knowing he doesn't have a fantasy football team. But it's hard because I can't talk sports with them at all. Sports is a very important part of my life, Annie.
Yeah. Well, number five is engage in shared activity. So it sounds like the TV show is something that you've been able to do.
And music. They connect a lot with music on that front, too, with me.
Create new traditions with a grandbaby. You're going to, I mean, you have to. You don't have a choice.
Yep. Opportunity there for sure.
Are you going to travel here soon?
We're trying to work that out because, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, his mom's going to go down there. It's rather complicated because it's 10 hours away. But yes, I think the answer to that question is yes.
You said this one's in Houston?
Yeah.
That's a nice place to go, though. Like, it, right?
Not in the summer.
Texas. No,
no
the but fall. Coming up.
Yeah, the fall. I've never been there. I've been to the airport.
I've been there in the winter around Christmas. And like at Christmas time, it was 76 degrees and we were barbecuing in the backyard.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Last one is stay adaptable. It says this is perhaps what lies at the core of a successful parent-adult-child relationship, adaptability.
Well, I don't think I adapt very much, so I'd have to think through that one. They better be adapting to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, set my old ways, Annie. What can I say? Well, old and crotchety.
I love that you're a grandpa, because being a grandpa softens people.
It does.
It really does.
I had such a great relationship. My mom's mom and dad, they helped raise me. And my grandfather, who, you know, on that side I was so close with, and he died when I was, I think, 11 years old.
Yeah.
10 or 11 years old. Yeah.
Well, those are some ways to stay connected with your adult children. And while right now, while everyone's kind of dealing with maybe their kids going back to college, they've been gone for a few weeks now, you're thinking about the next time they come back. When they come back, they will have tasted full independence. And that, I think that first time back from being in school and being on your own, that's a tough adjustment for mom and dad.
Well, they're also, they become socialists, just so you know.
But not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
You wait.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to try to avoid that. The results of the YouTube live chat poll. Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris? Reardon, you're a big fat no on not liking Kamala Harris. Brad, you said no?
I said no.
I said Joe Biden, I think, does. But I also said I don't think he knows any better. With 271 votes and 85% of you said no, he does not like her. You guys agree
great.
With Donald Trump. All right, Mark Reardon's going to take over Brad's chair in here in just a second.
Thank
Check
you.
Out his YouTube channel. Stream us on Odyssey app. And keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
He's afraid to tell his mom, but he's very happy. I'm happy for them. And it's been tough. I will say this. You know, this topic interests me because it has been tough to connect with my adult children, but things are getting better. One reason is the grandchild. But with that son in particular in Houston, Annie, you know what brought us together?
What?
The show The Bear on Hulu.
Something to talk about?
Yeah, because he's in the restaurant industry, and he told me, and we always have talked entertainment. You know, the kids have gone to movies with me when I was a critic for years, and he said, oh, you got to watch The Bear. And essentially, it was very autobiographical for him, and that got us talking and communicating more, and now I feel like the relationship's in a really good spot, perfectly timed for the grandbaby.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
absolutely.
That's what happened.
Well, the first one is communicate regularly. Isn't it great that we live in a time when there are so many ways to communicate? Gone are the days when parents had to rely on expensive long-distance calls or snail mail to know what's going on in their child's life. You guys talk a lot?
What's funny is I think back to when I was my kid's age, and I didn't talk to my parents probably that often.
Yeah.
We are starting to talk more. He's terrible. What's interesting is he's terrible at text messaging, but whenever I call, he answers the phone. So that's, yeah, we usually
really?
Talk.
Well,
it's the opposite of a lot
dad,
of kids.
If you're dad, you answer the call when mom or dad rings the phone. Number two, give them room to live their lives.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
One time I was with my son, this one, a 27-year-old, and his mom calls. And you know what he had her programmed in as?
Uh-oh.
Do not answer this call. That's what came up on his phone, I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah, not my son. You better not. I'm talking to you right now. Number three, keep advice and opinions to yourself unless asked.
Well, I was called transphobic a couple of years ago by one of those kids. So, yeah, maybe that. But they follow me on Twitter. That was their
it's
own fault.
It's difficult if you, everything you do and say and think is you get hours a day to do it. It's your job. It's do you kind of live a parallel? I feel like I live a parallel life. Like, I never go talk to people and be like, do you know what I do for a living?
Yeah.
If you don't know that this is what I do, I am not telling you.
Really? Because you want to get attacked?
I don't. I just want to not have to do this.
All the time.
All the time.
I don't do that either. Because I don't like talking politics when I'm out with
people. You're a really big deal, though. Everybody knows you.
No. But I don't like talking when I'm with friends and stuff or even just social occasions. I don't like getting into the politics. Because it's not fun for me. Here, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And you get this outlet, and you realize not everybody has that outlet.
I know.
Which is what I always remember when people bring it up to me. Yeah. Like, I get this. I get to fill 3 hours a day. Most people, you got to harbor it forever until you see somebody who you feel safe with.
Well, everybody thinks they can be a pundit now because of Facebook and podcasts. But yeah, and there are times, and you have this feeling too, where things are happening in the news cycle, and I cannot wait to get on the air, you know, most days because I'm bursting at the seams. But yeah, that's tough for other people.
Chris says, Annie, what do you tell people you do if they don't know? There's a slow walk. It's like, what do you do? It's like, oh, I work in media. Oh, you do? Well, I work for Odyssey. Odyssey, what do they do? Oh, it's radio. What do you do? Well, I work a little on air. Oh, for what station? It's like you got to interview
it, right.
me. And so I'm like, I work on a Fox News radio station. I have a 3-hour talk show and I talk politics all day.
Yeah, I get, are you the Mark Reardon on the radio? And I usually say, no, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah. I'm gonna use that line next time. Nope, Mark's an asshole. Number four, share your life with your adult children. Do you talk about you with your adult kids or is it mostly about them?
Family stuff. Right. But, you know, I'll give you an example. Last night, I was talking to my son in Chicago. My son, who was in Columbia, Missouri as a teacher, he just moved to Chicago. And I was teasing him because both these kids, Annie, they're not into sports at all. Mm-hmm. And Becky and I, and even Alexa, she's into sports. She likes watching football and baseball. So I asked Aiden, hey, your fantasy football team set for this week? Knowing he doesn't have a fantasy football team. But it's hard because I can't talk sports with them at all. Sports is a very important part of my life, Annie.
Yeah. Well, number five is engage in shared activity. So it sounds like the TV show is something that you've been able to do.
And music. They connect a lot with music on that front, too, with me.
Create new traditions with a grandbaby. You have to. You don't have a choice.
Yep. Opportunity there for sure.
Are you going to travel here soon?
We're trying to work that out because, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, his mom's going to go down there. It's rather complicated because it's 10 hours away. But yes, I think the answer to that question is yes.
You said this one's in Houston?
Yeah.
That's a nice place to go, though. Like, right?
Not in the summer.
Texas. No,
the
but
fall.
Coming up.
The fall. I've never been there. I've been to the airport.
I've been there in the winter around Christmas. And like at Christmas time, it was 76 degrees and we were barbecuing in the backyard.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Last one is stay adaptable. It says this is perhaps what lies at the core of a successful parent-adult-child relationship, adaptability.
Well, I don't think I adapt very much, so I'd have to think through that one. They better be adapting to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, set my old ways, Annie. What can I say? Well, old and crotchety.
I love that you're a grandpa, because being a grandpa softens people.
It does.
It really does.
I had such a great relationship. My mom's mom and dad, they helped raise me. And my grandfather, who, you know, on that side I was so close with, and he died when I was, I think, 11 years old.
Yeah.
10 or 11 years old. Yeah.
Well, those are some ways to stay connected with your adult children. And while right now, while everyone's kind of dealing with maybe their kids going back to college, they've been gone for a few weeks now, you're thinking about the next time they come back. When they come back, they will have tasted full independence. And that, I think that first time back from being in school and being on your own, that's a tough adjustment for mom and dad.
Well, they're also, they become socialists, just so you know.
But not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
You wait.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to try to avoid that. The results of the YouTube live chat poll. Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris? Reardon, you're a big fat no on not liking Kamala Harris. Brad, you said no?
I said no.
I said Joe Biden, I think, does. But I also said I don't think he knows any better. With 271 votes and 85% of you said no, he does not like her. You guys agree with Donald Trump. All right, Mark Reardon's going to take over Brad's chair in here in just a second.
Thank
Check out his YouTube channel. Stream us on Odyssey app. And keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.